There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, let's do this. It's time to read some text, and we'll get some calls from you at 343-0106. This is Midday Mobile. Hey, y'all, I'm Sean. All right, to the text line, and then we've got a pile more of items to get to this hour. Jason says, great call. I guess he was responding to, I think that was Matt earlier, or Michael, that he called. Said, great call. Republicans have to figure out this time to get a presence on college campuses. Yeah, so... And Jason, I'm with you. Instead of just saying, well, it stinks and it's not fair and they get an advantage, well, then figure out how to do it yourself, right? Instead of just, it's like, if they're going to get this group together and Ron McDaniel has these RNC folks together, how do you do it? And don't make it fake. You know, the worst thing is I'll see even older Republicans that, I mean, there's some people that are going to be cool till they're dead. I hope I'm one of those people. But, I mean, there are people that don't have it. They go, oh, I'm hip, like a Mitt Romney guy. Like, I'm hip with you guys. And, I mean, get real people, you know, that can maybe message better. This unnamed texter says, well, Sean, you mentioned messaging. I am under 40, and I think that the thing that honestly turns me off from a lot of candidates is very much us versus them, doom and gloom messaging. Personally, I want to know where a candidate stands. That's whether I'm going to vote for them or not. Not just the fact that if I don't vote for them, the world will fall apart because a Democrat will be elected. That kind of messaging feels so negative. That style of messaging from both sides is a turnoff for me. Well, you say some really important things there, too. How many times have we talked about it? And I'll have people in, candidates in. I'm like, okay, you've told me how bad the others are, but why are you also good? Right, you got your thumb on something there for sure. Nick says the Democrats openly pay social media influencers. Kids follow these people. Maybe that's an option for Republicans. I hope they look at it, Nick. Right? I mean, if they're trying to, instead of just saying, "Well, they do it, it is not right." Well, then do it yourself. The mailman. I hadn't heard from the mailman in a long time. The mailman said, "Hey, Sean, this is the mailman. The reason the Republicans." Did so poorly in the meantime because they're still trying to stand on Trump rather than their own policies. The Democrats did not stand with their president, but they stood in their own merits, and that's where all the Republicans fell short in most of the races. Very interesting. And it is such a, doesn't mean that they can't be, and people are asking, well, you know, the MAGA credentials of this person or that. Show, don't tell. You know, and like I said, I'm not 100% in line with all the MAGA credentials, but I can sit back and look at it and I can see what works out there. But if you're running for office, tell the people. Instead of just saying, well, I've got the seal of approval and I'm Trumpier. It's a waste of our time. Tell us how you are. And then have people go, oh, yeah, he's a lot like, you know, that. I don't know. So Damn Yankee says, sounds like the groundwork is being laid for Union and Confederate states. I don't think so. I don't think so at all, but what it is going to be way more polarized, right? Because what Damn Yankee's responding to is what we were talking about last hour, that if you don't like a state, I mean, you've seen it, I mean, here, I mean, the number of listeners to this radio station that say, hey, Sean, I moved here from, you know, northern state, I moved here from Michigan, and the people said, I moved here from California, or, you know, I moved here, pick somewhere liberal, they moved here. So instead of them still being a voice in that state where it was purple, that state becomes deeper blue and doesn't have to elect people that are closer to centrist. At the same time, when you move to a state like Florida, you see what's happened. Florida used to be, the old story in Florida, right, was it was this divided state. And you had the, say it with me, the I-4 corridor, right? That was the Maginot Line. That was the battleground between South Florida that was, except for some pockets, like Cuban folks, first-generation Cuban folks in South Florida and elsewhere in South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, that whole strip there. That was a little bit in play, but everything else was fairly blue. Even the big sugar farmers out around Lake Okeechobee and Clewiston and all those people out there, they had their sugarinated too by voting Democrats. So not saying there weren't Republican voters in that area. And there's a bunch of, listen, you get in the Okeechobee area and all that stuff, there's people that remind you of people from Alabama there too. But the South Florida was blue. North Florida Panhandle was red. That area around Orlando was that mixed area. That doesn't even exist anymore. Doesn't exist. We looked at the maps. Remember, we talked about it on midterm night here on the show. We did our coverage that night. It's not there anymore. That has changed. And that's people moving to Florida. And conservatives moving from elsewhere to Florida that are engaged in their politics. And they've changed the face of it. So I think Ron DeSantis winning like he did in South Florida is partially pat on the back DeSantis. He did a good job, but partially it's changing demographics there. But those people came from somewhere else. And now wherever they came from, if it was a Democrat state or it was, you know, a purple state, they've taken that conservatism out. Now it's going to be more blue and another place is going to be more red. Maximus, so Sean, how about the insanity that is the Oregon gun purchase restrictions, a permit to buy a gun and only 10-round magazines? Well, struck down by the Oregon Supreme Court for now. Okay, thank you for that update. Adam says, Sean, young people get their information exclusively online unless the social media search engine companies start being fair and apolitical. There's no way to reach them. Except at my house, Adam. What I love is when I hear some kind of messaging, that, and sometimes there's solid messaging. I have real bright kids. I'm super proud of them. And I know it's surprising. I've got one of them that is argumentative. She does her research. She wants to come to the kitchen table like we're in front of the Supreme Court and argue stuff out, which is fine. As long as you get your plates washed and put in the dishwasher, we'll argue or debate, as I call it in the house. So I have that ability to sometimes say, I don't just say, hey, teenager, you're wrong. I say, do you know about this? Do you know about that? I offer other information. And I actually have, I think a better child for that because she didn't agree with everything. I was a teenager. Lord knows I didn't agree with them, but I give her other pieces of information. She'll come back and say, well, that did kind of make sense. So, Adam, so get through. You can push it, but you know where you push it? You do like Elon Musk is doing and pushing for a fair playing field on Twitter. I don't want, that's the problem. This idea that so many will go, well, Sean, you're wishy-washy and centrist. We need to have a conservatives only platform like Twitter, like whatever the truth thing, Trump's truth, the truth social, where you don't send a tweet, you send a truth and do all the truth. What? There isn't value in sitting there and talking to people who think just like you all the time. I want to go on a place where people are offering a different opinion. More of those platforms, Adam, out there and make them. Because if you make like a, it's conservatives only, the kids aren't going to come there. Make it Twitter and make it fair. So hopefully those social media companies will, at least some of them, follow suit with Twitter. Terry, good question. Dalton, do we have an update? Terry's asking, no sign of PETA's hell on wheels yet. Remember with that they're supposed to be in town, PETA's truck that has the sounds of squawking chickens. I hope maybe the PETA people were in town when I talked about cockfighting too. Maybe they'll come by here. But they're supposed to be, PETA's supposed to be in town stopping at places that serve chicken with their hell on wheels vehicle. If anybody spots PETA's hell on wheels vehicle, can you, if you're safe to do it, snap a picture, give me a location, maybe contact information. All right. Another Terry here said, I grew up in Michigan in a union UAW home with parents who grew up on the Great Depression. I'm ashamed to say I voted for George McGovern in my first election in 1972 at 9 years old. It took moving to Alabama shortly thereafter and being immersed in a different culture to change my political views to conservative, which I am proudly now. It's hard to make young people unlearn what they already have been taught and they believe. So there you go. Yeah, I guess, but maybe you come back to it, right? I mean, if you're telling kids aren't going to rebel, you hadn't been around a lot of teenagers. That's what they do. We all did it, I think. Well, maybe not you. You were a perfect child, but we rebelled. But then you rebel and go through that, and you realize these things that you believe, some of them are hollow. Now, I'm not the same as my parents. My parents are of a much older generation, much older. But the respect for the Constitution that I was taught in my home, the respect for rule of law that I was taught in my home, those have been guiding lights. So on certain issues, I would debate those things. And you're 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 years old. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you start going, yeah, you know that thing that I was taught in the home? That actually plays out logically. I've seen enough of the world now that makes sense. And you come back to it. So I think, Terry, I think you can hope that even if children grew up indoctrinated one way, they can come and see new ideas and come to them. Pete says, small dog fighting is called Wiener Wars. Matt says, could I fight my cat? Well, I'm sure. I don't know how mean he is, but just like grab him by the stomach and see what happens. Yes, and thank you, my friend. Fred never missed a line. I thought the same thing. Making CDB reference. Old Green Teeth voted for George McGovern, if y'all know the song. Jim and Sim says, Sean, you know they don't fight them chickens. They just like to raise them. That's right, Jim. When I see them in those little individual coops, that's right. That's what they're for. They're just decorative purposes. Okay, yeah, and Joel in Somerdale is talking about, we'll come back. Got to go to the news, come back. I get to Joel's text and a lot more. And your phone calls at 343-0106. It's Midday Mobile. Glad you're here.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Right. Maybe cut into, I know, as soon as I say it, you'll be like, I don't want to hear him. Oh, I want to hear it. And President Biden is supposed to be doing a presser. It says here on the Chiron, to tout economy. So, to be peering out a window. And they're like, hey, quit looking at the birds and squirrels out there, Mr. President. Go out there and tell everybody how good the economy is. So that's coming out. I think we're going to have just a taste, a cut of that action to hear the spin. It would be so great, and this would be for both parties, which they can't do, but to come out, and like the first elected official like that would come out and say, all right, things aren't great. This thing over here is pretty good. This thing over here stinks. Here's how we're trying to address this thing. But this thing over here is, it could be better. But this one's all right. I would love that. I would love to hear that out there. Of course, we never will. And then, yeah, let's wrap up this because I have a Iran news story coming your way in a second here. Joel in Somerdale says, if you get off the interstate in Loxley, go 2 miles north on the road. I'm going to tell where they are. Said 200 single roosters lined up. Very nice looking facility. I wonder what's up with that. Laugh out loud. They're just there for entertainment, to look at them, right? To look at those beautiful roosters. All right, the Iran news story. This is from The Guardian here. I think I can get through this story because I'm a grown-up, and it's a horrible story. It says, Iranian forces shooting at the faces and genitals of female protesters. Once again, why we have anything like... why would we work with Iran on anything, And maybe somebody across the way from them, too. Another country we do. It says, Iranian security forces are targeting women at anti-regime protests with shotgun fire to their faces, breasts, and genitals, according to interviews with medics across the country. What is it with, regimes that are so scared, so frightened of women? Like, not that you shouldn't be, believe me, I've been buried long enough, you probably should. But I don't get the world of, hating and I just don't get it. When it becomes part of a dogma. It says, doctors and nurses treating demonstrators in secret to avoid arrest said they first observed the practice after noticing that women often arrived with different wounds than the men, who commonly had shotgun pellets in their legs, buttocks, and backs. Because they're running. Maybe these women don't run. So while internet blackout has hidden much of the bloody crackdown on protesters, photos provided by medics to The Guardian showed devastating wounds all over the bodies from so-called birdshot pellets. They're not so-called. It's probably shooting them with sevens or eights or something like that, which security forces have fired upon people at close range. Some of the photos show people with dozens of tiny shot balls, and they put that in quotes, like that's not what they're called. It's called shot, y'all. That's the right term, Guardian. Guardian has spoken to 10 medical professionals who warned about the seriousness of the injuries. It could leave hundreds of young Iranians with permanent damage. Shot to the eyes of women. My gosh, men and children are particularly in common. I mean, this is their government, right? Well, it's a government that's been foisted upon them. But I guess it goes on in the story and says, yeah, like, so they're not using like what are they called? Like the plastic pellet shotgun shells. They're using, you know, like I'm guessing some sevens or eights or nines out there to shoot people in the face. They said some of the medical professionals accused security forces, including the feared pro-regime, what is it, the Basaji militia, of ignoring riot control practices such as firing weapons at feet and legs to avoid damaging vital organs. It says here they're shooting people in the face, birdshot. Yeah, you're going to blind them. They said the security forces have been shooting at the faces and private body parts of women because they have an inferiority complex. Well, I think there's probably something there. They want to get rid of their sexual complexes by hurting these young women. At least that's the response of one of the doctors there. But yeah, so this is what's going on in Iran. Remember we had the Green Revolution? There was going to be a chance that things would turn around in Iran. If you're going to look at a place where you want to, like, have covert operations help out a group a little bit, if you want to help overthrow the Iranian, like, if I'm in office and you go, okay, Senator Sullivan, we got this thing, we got to try to get some financing through here, and what are you all going to do? We're going to give a couple million dollars to these groups over here that look like they may have a chance of turning the tide against the mullahs there in Iran. I'd be like, while I'm a fiscal conservative and I'm going to take heated election for this, yeah, y'all do it. I think if we're looking, I mean, now would I want us to be in regime change? No, but if we are regime change kind of thing, there's a regime I'd like to see changed. Unnamed texture here says, we eat chicken, we don't eat dogs, so dogs should be illegal, chicken should be legal. Talking about cockfighting versus dogfighting. Well, but I want to say this. Small dogfight, unnamed texture, I want to have some people be on my side so when I push this again in Montgomery, that I agree. It's distasteful with the pit bulls and all that. But if we can fight small dogs, I don't think there should be. I'd like to hold like a deal where you come knock on the door and I'm like, okay, what's the code word? And you come in and there's just like kennels full of Lhasa Apsas and Yorkie Terriers and Cavapoos and French Bulldogs and stuff like that. And then let them go. Bah, 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 bah. And then you probably have to bet on which one barks the most because they're not going to hurt each other. I've been bitten by a Chihuahua twice in my life. Yeah, that girl and I didn't stay together very long. Sean, not everybody knows where Chrome Avenue is, but I do. Well, cool. We got some Dade County people listening. This unnamed texter, the grinder swap looks like we traded a loaded Cadillac for a broken scooter. Screechy Karen. That's from yesterday. Was today. Okay, there we go. Republicans are too close-minded to attract young people. Are they? This is better. So Karen, Screechy Karen, as Jeff has dubbed you, about what? So is because you're, what specific issues? And then compare that with, you know, if you go, okay, well, this party here believes in growing the economy and that gives me a job and gives me money. This one over here has not been doing such a good job because they're more worried about these social issues. At what point, you know, in your 20s, do you go from social issues are number one to making a living being number one? Pat says, my cat would up any little dog. My little dog has no chance against her, but my pit shows her who's boss and often. And then thank you, Pat. Send me a picture. It looks like some, I can't expand that right now, but it looks like fried crab claws and like a gumbo. Yeah, you're killing me on that. Thank you, Philip. Philip says, outstanding show and message. Philip, that's what I'm about. The messaging about fighting little dogs or overthrowing the Iranian government or the economic situation in our country. I'm here for all those things and a lot more, and we'll be right back.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Thursday style. Glad to have you here. Time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And more trucks in the conversation, man. You got some new ones on, and what came in today?
Well, we've had a bunch of new ones come in over the last 10 days. We've sold a bunch of them as well. But we bought a 2017 Frontier today, four-wheel drive, extended cab, good-looking truck. And then we also bought a little Equinox, 2018 Equinox. And we've got some 19 Equinoxes as well on the ground. But trucks are hot right now, and small SUVs, we've got a great selection of big SUVs as well.
Okay, let's, it's only so many days between now and Christmas, so somebody that's looking for that vehicle for a present for themselves or somebody else, kind of time frame of being able to get something. How? Is it days? Is it weeks? What do you think?
I mean, if you want to come in and buy a vehicle from us that we've got on the ground, we can have you out within the hour, financing and everything, secured, insurance done, everything. If you're wanting us to find you something, we found a vehicle for a couple yesterday. They came in, we sold a Highlander, and they wanted one, so we found one yesterday. They're taking delivery of it this afternoon, so relatively 24 hours.
Excellent. Tell people how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. That's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day, Sean.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Check on these texts as well here. And then at some point, they put the graphic up that the president was going to address the nation, I guess, or address the people watching, and tout the economy. So this should be good. Should be a good one if we have a chance to get to that before Feinbaum. So Philip, I read that about how outstanding the show and messaging were today, and I appreciate that. Appreciate all your support. Randy says, we may all think we are part of the silent majority. Silence never got anything accomplished. Dalton, you see that update? That the chicken murder van or whatever it is? The PETA's, what is it? The death wagon murder van? They said it's at Fusackley's. But you know what? If I was out riding around, wherever the PETA chicken murder van was, I would go buy a product from them. So, some of these are very interesting. They're just really long for me to read on the air. I'll have to read them when I finish up. Brandon, has Biden given Brittany Griner a cabinet position yet? I don't know. I think that'll probably be maybe announced when they lead him away from the window and bring him over to the lectern for him to address the country on how great the economy is doing. Let's see, Jerry in beautiful Fort Morgan. The Iran shooting makes me remember the cargo plane full of $100 in bills that the worthless president of the United States sent them a few years back. Do you think these women are getting shot with shells that Obama paid for? And Jerry's referencing, so we had locked up, and I may not have all this off the top of my head, but, when the 79, right, when you had the takeover there in Iran, which, you had a pretty darn, for the time period, you had a pretty darn modern Iran before the mullahs took over. And obviously, they seized Americans. So we seized money of theirs, right? Seized and held on to a money that the Iranians had in American banks. And if I'm off on this a little bit, we'll correct it or somebody can. But it was money the Iranians had in banks here in the United States. We seized that and held that. And for good reason, didn't give it back to them. So it was during, like Jerry said, during the Obama administration, as they were trying to work this nuclear deal. And listen, and if I trusted the Iranians, and I thought that, and I could fly them a couple $1 billion of money that they say, or it's their money, a couple $1 billion of their money back, so they would not pursue a nuclear weapon. Oh, I've been in, but I don't trust them. That's why that deal. When President Trump, former President Trump, said, we're not going to do this deal, and everybody's like, oh, he's trying to hasten. No. He just realizes that the deal was one-sided. There's no accountability. They said, oh, you can come in, the NEAI, the Atomic Energy Agency, could come in and do these search. But they would just take them to places that they weren't doing the missile work. They'd say, oh, we're just building this nuclear reactor. And remember, CIA did it for sure or not, but the Stuxnet virus that went in and brought that one down, that they didn't do it by missiles or by SOF team or anything like that. They did it by a virus in a computer there in one of the nuclear facilities in Iran. I thought that was brilliant. I like it when we can not risk American lives and get the same thing done. So that's a good thing. So the Iranians, that money was flown back, I guess, into Tehran International Airport, or I don't know what tarmac it went to, but we flew that money back into the Iranians as part of the peace offering, the deal being put together on the Iran nuclear deal. If I thought you could do that, I thought you could repatriate that money to Iran and they would never pursue a nuclear weapon, I'd have been, let's do it. But you can't trust them. And you lose all your leverage. I mean, it's like this, what happened with the Griner release. And I agree with Senator-elect Britt. I want any American to come home. I can have, but it's not good. Okay, and we have a habit of this, too. Remember the Bergdahl trade? Remember that? And Jerry talking about former President Obama. Remember the Bergdahl trade? You had somebody who was a deserter. In the eyes of many folks I know in the world of the military, not only a deserter, somebody who is a traitor out there, you had that person traded for, what was it, 3 or 5, somebody can Google that. I know at least 3 members of the Taliban. That one of them, I think, went back into power in Afghanistan when we departed so unceremoniously. Remember that? At least 3. And Dalton, maybe you can Google this and help me, but it might have been 5. But let's say it's 3 for Bergdahl. Dalton, see, the man, he's quick. You're going to go, which one? You're going to go to 2? Or no, you got, I mean, yeah, you go. Okay, we'll put you on 2. There you go.
I think it was 5, and I think they sent them to Qatar immediately.
Yeah. And then where they helped build the stadium for the World Cup, right?
Helped build the multiple stadiums and bought a bunch of construction equipment.
Made money.
Owned it to Qatar.
Kind of like the Sopranos go to Qatar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think there were at least 5.
So you think 5 is the at least number.
I think 5, yeah.
3 and 5 were in my brain. I didn't know which one. But that was the Bergdahl trade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at the trade today. It's not good, but at least it's one for one. It's Griner. It's a merchant of death.
I think an ex-aide to Putin said that Putin played Biden in this. He said, we got back a spy and he got back a normal girl. That's basically what he said in a story I was reading earlier.
Really?
Yeah. So, I'm just surprised he didn't do it before the midterms.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got it done now. But there it is. So between 3 and 5. All right, there you go. But no, at least 5, Dalton's saying in that trade. So another bad move there. Tusker says, crimes against humanity is the new normal, Sean. Sarcasm. Me? Sarcastic? No. Guido, what about the school of thought that democracy lasts for 200 years and that it eats itself? That is coming into play here. Guido, I hate that you brought that up because that's something that I think about too. Joel in Somerdale, is it against the law to fight rattlesnakes and mongooses? Why do you think I know? I don't have an answer to that. We'll have to look at that. Can you have a mongoose? They're tough jokers. They don't play. And I don't think you do it. You couldn't do a rattlesnake protected, so I don't think you could do that here. Doesn't have meta said the biggest buyer of game birds, Mexico cartels for status, Southeast Asian drug lords. It's all about the bloodlines and the pedigree of these birds. $10K for a good solid rooster from championship bloodlines is not uncommon. There's a big, and people do it at all levels, right? But it sounds like those people they busted here in Alabama were on that higher end side of it as well. That's how they got probably the attention of DOJ because they're making money. Scotty says, am I the only one who appreciates we traded a pothead for a country losing the war on drugs for an arms dealer to a country struggling with the war in Ukraine? You like that. I get you, Scotty. Once again, the trade. Speaking of the pothead part, and I don't know who was saying it today. Maybe it was Jeff. Said, they don't, you know, the Russians don't like the weed and this and that. They're cracking down. They crack down on everything unless you pay off the right person. And I think if I'm right, I mean, the Central Asian steppe, which bleeds into that amorphous line between Europe and Asia that it, you know, encompasses that eastern border of Russia, not the old Soviet Union, but Russia now. That's where I think they've had weed there forever. I think that's where it comes from. I think the marijuana plant, I know there's, where's Jeff Spicoli when I need him? There's a Jeff Spicoli in this audience that can answer that for me. But I think that's where the marijuana plant grows, like, that was where it started, I think. So, Russians, I mean, they do, saying that they're not doing drugs over there. They're doing drugs like crazy. They had that stuff. Remember the crocodile stuff? That drug called crocodile that made your skin fall off? That's what they were doing over there. So make Griner the Russian ambassador. Oh, yeah, and thank you. A Paperboy sent this to me. This was one of the last things before Leanna left the studio today. She said, did you see who's going to be at the Senior Bowl? And Dalton, I don't know if she told you either. But it's time for me to get my eye patch out because Nelly is going to be, part of the recent Senior Bowl is going down, baby. Free concert from Nelly. So Dalton, make a note. Friday, February, without my glasses, this is impossible. 3rd? Okay. I'm going to have to zoom the font up to like 26 in here. And then there are a bunch of other questions. Is it illegal to fight this versus, I don't know. We'll have a whole show about it, what it's illegal to fight, what animal versus, I'm just trying to support what I want. And that is just a dispensation within the law to be able to fight small dogs. I'm not a proponent of fighting pit bulls and big dogs, but I just feel like there should be a change to the law that if you want to fight like a Chihuahua versus a Lhasa Apso and gamble on it, you should be. You should be, well, the gambling part. We wouldn't gamble. It'd just be for entertainment purposes only. But I think they should cut the law and just make that possible. Okay, we get like two more of these, and then we're gonna have to head to the news here. Now we have to head now. So Don says, it just goes to show you, Sean, how Biden will put national security last when it comes to the LGBTQ community. Did he make the decision to make that one-for-one trade with the Merchant of Death for Griner for political expediency? You make the call.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. The segment of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Y'all know I'm a fan of Omaha Steaks and Omaha Burgers and Omaha Air-Chilled Chicken. Oh, and the Butcher's Cup Filet Mignon. All the great stuff. Hey, the holidays are here, and if you want to win Christmas, if you want to give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks, I got a way for you to do it and save money. Boom, boom, boom. Omaha Steaks have put together delicious selections and various gift packages to make shopping really easy. You go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage right now. 50% site-wide. 50% off site-wide. And if you'll use my code, Sean, S-E-A-N, at checkout, you'll get an additional $40 off your... You get the 50% off and $40 off your order. Omaha Steaks has everything you need to give the gift that's simply perfect. Okay, Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, my favorite by far. But the chicken is great. The burgers, the kids love, I love too. Plus, they have easy-to-prepare comfort meals or ready in a flash. So beat the shipping rush. You know that's coming, right? So go to omahasteaks.com today and use my promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, at checkout. omahasteaks.com, promo code Sean. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use my promo code Sean at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Right, a couple of texts here, and I got a story here I got to get to, but all right, that's funny. So yeah, Adam said, "What the hell is a Nelly?" I didn't have time during the break. I was doing something else to get the Nelly music queued up. He's a rapper that had a couple of songs. It may not be your thing. I don't exactly spend a lot of time thinking about Nelly, but if there was a free show, I guess, and I wouldn't. Problem is, it's during deer season. But I mean, I would, I mean, if Nelly was playing across the street, I would go hear Nelly. Yeah, I'd like that. Can you fight more? Can you? I do enjoy this. This will be a whole nother show of what animal is illegal to fight. Nick says it's illegal to fight animals. The honey badger doesn't give up. We need to bring the honey badger back. That year of the honey badger discussion was one that I really enjoyed. Jerry said, would you consider, where's it move? This keeps going. Would you consider finding Dalton and Jeff to raise money at good cause? Yes, I would. I think we could. Wouldn't y'all come down and put some money down and fight Dalton and Jeff? I know where my money is going on that one. Dalton, cash me in. Then on a serious note, can you send me a screenshot of Hilton's offshore? I don't have Hilton's offshore. And why, if I paid for the Hilton's offshore report, Bluewater report, why would I? You'd have to pay me. There's about seven people who understand what that is, but Jerry's asking me to send him a screenshot from a Hilton's offshore report. He said, I certainly appreciate it. I'll be going after them Saturday, and it would help. Believe me, all this foggy weather means the wind's not blowing much. So, Jerry, the pictures in my social media feed from my buddies that can somehow just like go fishing during the week, they've been crushing me because they've been out there. It's been so slick. Oh, get the other the story before you wrap up, though. I want to just roll this out because this goes with the story we had. I don't know. Was it Monday or Tuesday that the Walmart CEO was on the Squawk Box or one of the CNBC shows or something and said, we may have to shut down Walmart stores and inflate prices because of the amount of shoplifting going on. And then we got in this discussion of why do you just give up like that? You know, because you got the places, you got municipalities where they're not going to enforce shoplifting at certain. So here's another one that goes with that. This from Fox News says, a man and a woman in Georgia confused a Walmart cashier in order to steal more than $6,000 in merchandise and gift cards. The pair loaded a Walmart cart with a bunch of expensive items. You got to get a lot of stuff at Walmart to get $6,000. They loaded the cart with a bunch of expensive items in Grovetown, wherever Grovetown is. Must be South Carolina. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, when they got to the cash register, they made several card transactions, according to deputies. These are the people I get behind in line. Like, whatever, like, if you ever see me at the grocery store and you see me shift lines, I get in another line, don't follow me, because that's the line that's going to take like 48 minutes to finish. But it said the pair loaded the Walmart cart, bunch of expensive items. They got the cash register. They made several card transactions. The two people managed to confuse the cashier when they asked that the cash button on the register be hit in order for their credit card to work. I know there's such a thing. They said the tactic then led to the merchandise getting rung up as if it would be paid for by cash so that their credit cards were not charged. They left the store with $3,400 in merchandise and $3,000 in gift cards, according to the Sheriff's Department. Columbia County Sheriff's Department said on Facebook update, the crime in the suspect has been identified. Spokesperson for the Sheriff's Office told Fox News Digital that investigators identified 19-year-old Jalen Griggs from Flint, Michigan, as the male and the suspect. They have not identified the female in this case. So that's the thing. So now we know. I mean, now more people know the hustle, I guess. But I'm sure the memo email went out around Walmart stores. If you work there, did y'all get an email about this? That they came in, packed all the items up, paid for it on several cards, and then asked that the cash button on the register be hit in order for their credit card to work. And I guess the cashier fell for it and they just walked out without the stuff. They said the incident is a theft by deception. Theft by deception. So there you go. That's, you know, if some of the people, some crimes are just, you know, just thugs being thugs. But some of the crimes you listen to and you go, you know, if that son of a person just spent like a little bit of that energy, like doing right, they could probably make a pretty good living. They're smart. You hear those crimes, you're like, you know, if they just directed that for a second or two, directed that into doing right, they would be golden. I mean, this hustle right here, I didn't know that was a thing, but the creativity of that goes a long way. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, more on the fighting here. So CB Carl, which I enjoyed seeing you the other night at Fairhope Brewing Company. If Dan and David are the opener. So Dan and David fight, and then it's the main event, Dalton versus Jeff. I This one coming in. This is having some knowledge. Dan versus Lauren. My money is on Lauren. You probably smart bet. All right. So more questions about fighting animals. We'll get to those in a future show. Paul Feinbaum on the way next, where he'll talk about coaches fighting each other and all that good stuff. Y'all have a great one.